Now notice in chapter 18, we have the people here now just won't let David go into battle. David wanted to. Here we have chapter 18, verse 1, and I'm reading. David numbered the people that were with him and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. And David sent forth a third part of the people under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Ittai the Gittite. And the king said unto the people, I will surely go forth with you myself also. But the people answered, Thou shalt not go forth, for if we flee away, they'll not care for us. Neither if half of us die, will they care for us. But now thou art worth 10,000 of us, therefore now it's better that thou succor us out of the city. In other words, you can help us by not going to battle, but by staying here. That is the decision, actually, that the army made at that particular time. They will refuse to let David go into battle. Now, we find here David's tender love for this boy of his son. And I think we're coming now to one of the saddest chapters in the life of David. The chapter of David's sin is the sordidest chapter. But this is the saddest chapter in the life of David, the death of his son Absalom. Notice the tender love that he had for this boy. And I'm reading now verse 4. And the king said unto them, What seemeth you best, I'll do. And the king stood by the gate side, and all the people came out by hundreds, by thousands. Now David, they urge him not to go into battle. So David takes his place at the side of the gate. And now the army marches out. They march out under three leaders. There is Joab, Abishai, and Ittai. Now, as each one of these commanders came by, this is what David said, verse 5. And the king commanded Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, saying, Deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom. All the people heard this, and I think they all smiled. And I think that some of them, though, were just a little bit resentful. They felt like they'd like to get rid of that boy Absalom. I think he'd always been a troublemaker, and now they'd like to eliminate him. But notice, he's David's son. He's very much like David. David loves him. David wanted to save him. David didn't want him to die at all. And he said, Deal gently with my boy, my son Absalom, that young man. And all the people heard that. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the wood of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David, and there was their great slaughter that day of 20,000 men. It was a terrible thing. It was a civil war. We've had one in this country of ours, and we know something about a civil war. And this was civil war, and it was sad. It's too bad that it had to be, but this boy Absalom had led the rebellion against David. Now, he didn't recognize that David is a veteran. David is a strategist. David is a general. And he didn't have anybody in his group that could match David, and certainly these three captains under David. And therefore, the children of Israel lost, for the battle was there, scattered over the face of all the country. And the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. In other words, they're in these woods, and as they're attempting to flee, they find that they're bottled in, and the wood actually, I think, caused more of them to die than the sword did. It was because of the fact that they picked the wrong place for the battle with David. Now, verse 9. And Absalom met the servants of David. And Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, And he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, Behold, I saw Absalom hang in an oak. Now, apparently, this boy's head got caught in the forks of a tree as he was fleeing, by the way. And when his head got caught, the mule just went right out from under him and left him in quite a predicament there. And under other circumstances, this could be rather humorous, but it certainly is not here. Now we are told, verse 11, And Joab said unto the man that told him, And behold, thou sawest him, and why didst thou not smite him there to the ground? And I would have given thee 10 shekels of silver and a girdle. And the man said unto Joab, This man is shocked that Joab would want that boy who was a prince, the son of David, want him killed. He says, Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in mine hand, yet would I not put forth mine hand against the king's son? For in our hearing the king charged thee. And Abishai and Ittai say, Beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise I should have wrought falsehood against mine own life. For there is no matter hid from the king, and thou thyself wouldest have set thyself against me. Why, he said, you would have punished me had I done that. Then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. Joab says, I won't argue with you. And he took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. And the young man that bare Joab's armor compassed about and smote Absalom and slew him. Joab blew the trumpet. The people returned from pursuing after Israel, for Joab held back the people. When Absalom was dead, of course, the rebellion was over. And that was what Joab, I think, wanted. I think he was very tired of this boy. He had no right to do what he did, especially after David had given the commandment that he did. But you can see that he's just tired of putting up with him, and he knows this will end the rebellion. Now, word is brought to David, and here is one of the most touching scenes. And here is where you feel like saying to the Lord, Lord, you whipped him enough now because of his sin. Let up on the boy. Let up on your son David because you whipped him enough. David is sitting now in the gate waiting for word to be brought to him. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, Let me now run and bear the king tidings, how that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies. And Joab said unto him, Thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. Then said Joab to Cushai, Go tell the king what thou hast seen. Cushai bowed himself to Joab, and he ran. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, But howsoever let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushai. And Joab said, Wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready? See, he hasn't all of the information. He hasn't the information that the battle is won and the fact that the son of David's been slain. And howsoever said he, Let me run, he said unto him, Run. Then Ahimaaz ran by way of the plain and overran Cushai. And David sat between the 2 gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate into the wall and lifted up his eyes and looked. Behold, a man running alone. The watchman cried and told the king. And the king said, If he be alone, there's tidings in his mouth. And he came apace and drew near, and the watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called unto the porter and said, Behold, another man running alone. And the king said, He also bringeth tidings. And the watchman said, Methinketh the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. And the king said, He's a good man and cometh with good tidings. And Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, All is well. And he fell down to the earth upon his face before the king and said, Blessed be the Lord thy God, which hath delivered up the man that lifted up their hand against my lord the king. And the king said, Is the young man Absalom safe? And that's all that David was interested in. And Ahimaaz answered, when Joab sent the king's servant and me, thy servant, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was. See, he didn't know that Absalom was dead. And the king said, turn aside and stand there. He turned aside and stood still. And friends, there are many messengers running today telling the human family from God that all is well. All is not well. Man is a sinner. Man needs a Savior. Man needs to know that the Son of God died on the cross for him. That's the message. And this boy didn't have the message. Now behold, Cushai came, and Cushai said, tidings, my lord the king, for the Lord hath avenged thee this day of all them that rose up against thee. You see, the thing that David's interested in, not winning the battle, but what about Absalom? Is the young man Absalom safe? And Cushai answered, the enemies of my lord the king and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt be as that young man is. That is, he's telling him gently he's dead. And the king was much moved, went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went thus, he said, and here's the most touching expression of grief there is in the Bible or out of it, friends. Oh, my son, Absalom, my son, Absalom, would God I died for thee. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son.